Are you thirsty? Well, we got the juice.
Hey guys, welcome to A Circle and a Square podcast. This is Kelly, and I'm super excited to be hosting this week's What's Juicy episode. On this week's podcast, I am going to be talking about the Orange Plaza Paseo, and I'm going to be giving you some tips on dining out. In addition, for my Patreon subscribers only, I am going to record some bonus content on what is going on with some of our local businesses. Example, when is Phil's opening? Because I got the scoop on that. Or how can you get one of those super cool orange signs that everybody has, but they stopped selling them? I'm going to give you some insight on that too, as well as some other things going on with some other local businesses. So if you want the update, be sure to go and become an iHeart Insider on Patreon. It's only $3 a month, and it comes with lots of extra bonuses, including stickers. You get to be in our private Facebook group, which is called iHeart Insiders, and we'll be posting content to our Instagram close friends that only our Patreon village is going to get to see. We're also creating some new merchandise, and once we reach a certain goal, our patrons will get exclusive voting power on certain designs. It's a way to show your support of iHeart and help us to continue creating the great local content that you love to get from us. So if you want to become an iHeart Insider, head over to Patreon.com/iHeart.com. That's Patreon.com/iHeart. And sign up to become an insider today. Now, on to today's show, which is all about food. And it's really perfect for me because I'm a total Old Town Orange foodie. Since the opening of the Orange Plaza Paseo, which if you don't know or haven't been out in a while, it's the 100 blocks of Glacelle, which have been closed down to car traffic and opened up for only human traffic. And all of our beloved restaurants have gone al fresco. So I have taken this opportunity to eat my heart out. And this is no lie. I have eaten at so many places since the Orange Plaza Paseo has become a thing. We are talking Haven, Gabby's, Francoli, Biblos, Felix, Smoked, Provisions, Filling Station, Citrus City Grill, and Pandora. But I only went there for the crepes for dessert one night because they're amazing. Anyway, you guys, I have been eating to my heart's content, sitting outside al fresco and having myself a fabulous time. Now, when the city decided to go ahead and open up the streets of Glacelle and call it the Orange Plaza Paseo, they were going to be testing it through August 31st to see how it was going to do for our businesses. And I mean, within the first week, because of course I was down there checking it out, I just knew this was so healthy for our restaurants because they haven't been, doing very well through all of this COVID craziness and between having to shut down and having all the new rules and reopening and shutting down again and everything changing on the daily. It's like they need some steady customers. You know, we want our businesses, at least I, for my own self, want our, you know, economy to be strong and for our businesses to succeed, especially because I love them so much. And I just want everybody to be having a successful business. It's just part of what makes our awesome world go round. So exciting news, though, is that they've extended the street closures through September 13th. So now it's not going to end anymore at the end of August. We've got another 2 weeks to be enjoying the streets of Glacelle and dining al fresco, which has been very exciting to watch the evolution of. So if you haven't been down there, at the very beginning, you know, I think our restaurants were like, yeah, I'm going to put a few tables out and see how this goes. And they just got so swarmed that it's just been evolving the whole look downtown. So Different restaurants each have a different look. Some are just doing an amazing job of putting on a wonderful al fresco dining outside look and environment for us all to enjoy. But I want to talk a little bit just about some of our restaurants and what I've personally been experiencing down there and give you some of my favorites before I give you some of my tips for actually heading out and dining in Old Town Orange yourself right now. So I've been to Haven and Gabby's and Francoli. So that's all over on the one side of Glacelle and had a really good experience at all of them. They all have a really nice setup as far as, you know, providing shade and keeping you comfortable. Lots of tables to choose from. And in some cases, probably more seating. Haven, if you haven't walked down the street, has such a long section of seating. So different options for sitting on like a high top or a low top table. They also have their patio is open as well currently. So lots of options for where to sit, and they're doing a really good job on just providing the outdoor experience. Francoli, one of my favorites that I don't often go to because it's just like one of those special occasion places to me. I've actually been twice since they have pulled the tables outside. And I love it because they have really great lighting. So they've got those like hanging, like, I don't know what they're called, tree lights, little tea lights that are going over the seating that's outside. So it gives it a really cute little experience. And of course, I hadn't been in a while, so I had to have their lasagna. That is just my ultimate, one of my most favorite things on their menu. So good, and it did not disappoint, my friends. Felix is one where I haven't been to Felix's in actually quite some time, and I know that other people that I know have sort of done the same thing because there's been so many new restaurants opening, and I do feel like, you know, Felix wasn't delivering to the standard that some of the other local restaurants were delivering. So we kind of stopped eating there. But now that they have brought all their tables outside, we were really feeling like we just needed to get that Cuban dinner in and that different flavor experience. So we headed over to Felix's and had a wonderful dinner. I'm not going to lie. Like it was actually everything was really, really yummy. Felix is always like you get a big plate of food. So you are taking food home. And we had full on lunch for the family the next day. No problem. So it's like two meals for one at Felix. And the price is pretty good for what you get. I will tell you that they delivered really fast. So it was like, I think 5 minutes from when we ordered to when our meals were on the table. So maybe, you know, give us a little time to enjoy our drink and chat and then bring the food out would be my only tip for Felix's, but it was really good. Smoked is one I've been to a couple times as well. I love Smoked, and it's just a great place to go and get, you could do something heavy because they've got some heavy favorites on that menu. But I love sharing the burnt ends with a friend and a salad. And oh, it's so good. They have really good salads, you guys. I love, love the salads at Smoked. Not on my list from before is actually I forgot to put on that I've been to Ruta's because Ruta's, you guys, was closed for ever. They just reopened. So I've been back there, I actually tried a new salad, which wasn't my favorite, but my favorite there is the garlic chicken salad. It's like the other salad was good, but you know, when you have a favorite, you just can't, you try other things, but you're like, I got to get my favorite. I'm kind of like that with Ruta's, but it was great that they were open and I love their salads. And the same with the filling station. I don't know. The filling station has this Cobb salad, which I just die over. I love it. And they have an amazing tuna sandwich, which has like a big hot pepper on it. And it's so amazing. I think they call it their tippy style tuna sandwich. So I would highly recommend heading to any of these places. I have been to Provisions. They've definitely got several tables set up out front. I think their back patio is closed. But I don't quote me on that one. It might still be open. And where else? I've been to Citrus City. Citrus City was crazy. That was the first place we went and ate out when the streets opened up. And I could not believe how many people were waiting to eat at Citrus City. So good for them. But they went all out on their dining situation. So they have got quite the setup. If you haven't seen it, you got to go down there. They have like lounge seating on one of their areas outside, which is great. You can sit on a lounger couch and drink your martinis to your heart's content. One thing I'm not sure about, I don't think they're doing their happy hour. Again, I should have checked on that. But I think they're just serving their menu. They might be doing happy hour. But, you know, Citrus City has the best happy hour I've ever known of. So if you're ever looking for a good happy hour, definitely hit up Citrus. If not during the COVID experience, then, you know, post-COVID when everything goes back to how it used to be, if that happens. I, for one, would be down for the city keeping the streets of Glissell closed for at least a nice long summer each and every year, because it's such a great experience to get outside and it gives other businesses a chance to come out of their doors too. And I think it just opens up the opportunity for us to do so much more down there, like having an art walk. I've always wished that Old Town Orange would do that, or just an experience for people to come and sip wine and shop different retailers out on the sidewalks. I just love that concept and I think it could work really well. Looking for a place in Orange to call home sweet home? From quaint Old Town to beautiful Orange Park Acres, Orange Realty is here to help you find your dream house. Founded in 1949, Orange Realty is the longest established real estate office in Orange and happens to be the home of Dan Slater, who's not only the top producing realtor in the city, but also one of my personal friends. Dan and his staff are dedicated to providing potential homeowners with their personalized services and their extensive knowledge about this amazing community. Visit orangerealty.com today to start the exciting process of finding your forever home. That's orangerealty.com, and the links are in our show notes. Now that I've talked you through all of this food, you will not be surprised to learn that today I've literally started Whole30. I love going on Whole30. It's such a great way to just detox your body. And that's me right now. So I am taking a break from all this dining out, but I feel like I've done my job for my friends in Old Town Orange. And you now have suggestions from me. Anyway, go out, eat, have a great time. I want to share with you, though, some tips. I put together 5 tips for dining out downtown if you're comfortable going. I totally get that many of you are going to stay home. And I feel you, sisters and brothers. You know, I think staying home, if that's what you're comfortable doing, is what you should be doing. If you're going to go out, here's my recommendations. I would say first and foremost, 1, wear your mask. There's a lot of people out and about in downtown Orange, in the Circle Plaza area, and more so in the evenings. Definitely less people on these hot summer days because it is hot walking around down there on the pavement. So I have noticed many fewer people dining during lunch, and it really kind of packs up as the sun starts going down. So 6 o'clock, it starts getting real crowded down there. So definitely wear a mask if you're, you know, someone who wants to protect yourself from other people or protect you from 2 other people. Either way, definitely bring some masks. Be wearing one when you're walking around down there. My second tip, and this is a big one because I've already done this and not done it and too many times, make a dinner reservation. You know, before COVID, there was only a couple of places that I would feel like I needed to make a reservation to get a table, one of them being Gabby's. That is still the case. But now way more places are packed. We went the other night and it was a 90 to 2+ hour minute wait at many restaurants. We didn't have a reservation. It was a Friday night. We're just like, we're just going to eat wherever. So if there's somewhere you really want to eat, make a reservation, do it at least the day before, if not sooner than that, so that you get at least first priority for a table. Cause it's kind of crazy, especially Friday and Saturday nights. So Like I said, you could be waiting over 2 hours if you're committed to a certain restaurant without a reservation. So plan ahead. My third tip is to go out and eat on a weeknight if you're looking for a less crowded experience, because you're going to get a table quicker. You may not need a reservation, and go a little earlier. If you can get there at 5, I would say better chance at getting a table, although it's warmer. So, and you're outside. So there's really, you know, there's no avoiding the warmth and the heat. And honestly, 6:30, 7 o'clock is a great time to be down there as the sun's setting and it's cooling down. You're like, ah, oh, it's glorious. But go on a weeknight if you want less crowds. My fourth tip is that parking hasn't been so bad since the street closures. I mean, I would say considering the street closures, I've been very lucky. I do go straight for the back lots and usually have gotten a spot. So I would have thought parking would have been much worse, but I think because overall there may be less people working in businesses, you know, less just people in general, even though it doesn't seem like it because we're all outside. So it seems more packed. I would say just go straight for any of the back lots. You probably find a spot. And there is that big parking lot right across from Taco Adobe, another one of my favorite little Mexican places in Old Town Orange. But yeah, that hasn't been bad. And also we bike a lot. There's actually, the city's been adding bike parking little things right in downtown on the street. So you can park your bikes down there in lots of places. And then my fifth and final tip for you is that it's hot. It's August and there's no way around it. So dress cool. And I would suggest bringing a fan or like one of those water bottles because it's freaking hot. The other night when I was eating at Francoli, I was pretty much like fully sweating by the end of dinner and I was in the shade. So it's warm. It's hot. We're outside. I haven't seen any place or any of our places like put in those little misters yet. And I know I'm sure that's, you know, an just another expense they have to add to everything. But maybe needed as we move through August and into September, which we know is just as boiling as August. Okay, last thing I want to talk to you about, not a tip, is about some new merchandise because we are working on some. Our tote bags, which if you follow us on social media that say Love Your Neighbor, turned out so cute. So if you follow on Instagram, you've definitely seen them and we love them. The full batch is being printed right now and is going to be available for sale very soon. All the proceeds from this bag are going to the NAACP, and we are only producing a limited quantity for now. So we're just doing 100 bags. It's a great way to give something in the way of a donation, but also get something for that money. So we're excited to be able to do something. For us, it is the ability to donate some money, and that's what we're doing with these bags. So the most exciting part is that these bags will be the first product that we have actually pre-produced. And so they'll be available for local pickup for those of you that don't want to pay shipping because, you know, I hear about it all the time with merch, but we use a drop shipper and that just means they're made to order and they're made from different parts of the United States and shipped as they're ordered because we just don't have a store. And that's just the way that it is. Although now we have a location downtown, we are going to be allowing people to purchase online and then come pick up at our downtown location. So that's exciting. And then we're also working on producing a really fun beer glass for those that will be missing out on this year's street fair, which is everyone over Labor Day weekend. We just thought, you know what? We're going to print and produce a beer mug that says Training for Street Fair 2021. And we are going to donate some of the proceeds. We're going to donate $1 from each sale to the Orange International Street Fair, to their organization. And additional funds we're going to allocate to probably two other local charities that are missing out on this huge fundraiser since Street Fair has been canceled. And so it's just another way for us to give a little something back to the community. Hopefully Street Fair will be back next year in 2021. I know that it is kind of everything for so many local organizations. And you know, for those people who hate the street fair, I totally get it. It is just it's craziness. I understand. Like, I don't even go at night anymore. I like to go to the day. I like to go the day it kicks off at 5 o'clock. That is the perfect time to go, or Sunday morning, people. It's all about Sunday morning, or the last morning, I think, which is Sunday morning. So yeah, if we don't have street fair, think about all of our local organizations that this is their like number one fundraiser. This is how they get all their money for everything that they do, which is all good stuff. And they may not be getting that. So if I can do a little something to give back to them, that's what I'm going to do. So that's what we're doing. So you'll be seeing that soon. And then we're also creating some face masks, which we hope to have available soon. And we just are having the community vote today on which design they like better. And then we'll have those produced and we'll be selling those and the beer glasses locally as well. So again, you'll be able to buy online and then pick up at our location downtown or pay for shipping, your choice. So let's see. What else do I have to tell you? I think that's it. Our main goal on the merch right now is to sell a few items locally, as COVID has kind of changed everything in the dropship world. And I would say not for the better. It just makes everything take longer and it's a big pain in the butt. So that is what we're doing at iHeart. If you want to know what's happening with some of our local businesses, like specifically, like who's closed, new openings, where are people moving, then you got to become a Patreon today. You got to become one of our iHeart insiders. We're going to be giving our insiders some extra content and really kind of just the juicy bits about what's happening more specifically with our local businesses and a lot of other wonderful freebies. Like I said at the beginning of this episode, we need your support too in order to keep creating this great content that hopefully you enjoy listening to and seeing in social media and receiving in our newsletters and blogs and all of that. We are going to need our patrons to help us keep creating all that wonderful content that you're enjoying. So thank you for listening to today's show, and I'll be seeing you around town. Thanks, guys.